Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
In the Old Testament, how were Gentile followers of God saved? Were they supposed to become Jewish in order to be saved?
Okay, very good question, because that comes up a lot. If we're saved only through Christ, how were people saved before Jesus came?
That's correct.
And as you just acknowledged, part of the answer, if you go back to ancient Israel, no, they didn't understand that a man named Jesus was going to come and die for their sins, but they knew they were sinful. They knew there needed to be an atonement for their sin, and they made animal sacrifices. We learn in the New Testament that the blood of the bulls and the goats and the sheep did not really atone for those people. When Jesus died on the cross, he was paying for the sins of Moses, Abraham, King David, King Solomon, because they did understand they were sinful. They knew they needed an atonement. How were Gentiles in those days judged? Would they have had to become Jewish to get saved? No. Paul actually answers that question. We can read that in Acts 17. Paul is on Mars Hill talking to Greek philosophers, and they had a statue up there that said to an unknown God. Now, there was kind of an ironic, somewhat humorous, but somewhat sad story behind that. There had been this huge plague that had wiped out a lot of people in Athens. Mm-hmm. They were afraid they'd made the gods angry. So they put up plaques to every Greek god they could think of, and then they put up one to an unknown god just in case there was one they didn't know about or never heard of or missed. Well, Paul, seeing that, he seized upon it. He says, you have this plaque to an unknown God. I'm going to make this God known to you. Now, Paul knew that this unknown God was the one and only real God, but that's where he started. He started where they were at. But then he goes on and he explains the gospel, and he said something very interesting. He said, the times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent. So that tells us that no, those Gentiles were not expected to know the God of Israel. Now, when the Bible says that God will overlook somebody's ignorance, that doesn't mean that being ignorant gives you an automatic ticket into heaven.
Yes.
We're told in Romans 2 that we have a conscience, and God will judge people through their conscience. We're told even somebody, right in Romans, we're told even somebody who's never read a Bible, God's law is right in their conscience on Judgment Day. It says their conflicting thoughts will accuse or perhaps excuse them. Their conscience is bearing witness. Huh. So imagine this, Brendan. Let's say somebody's conscience is bothering him, and he says, boy, to whatever God is out there, and I don't even know your name, but I'm a sinner and I need to be forgiven, and I also want to overcome my sin, but I don't see how because my thoughts are my thoughts. That is obviously somebody we can see who, if he'd heard the gospel of Jesus, would have responded. Then you have other people. They don't pay any attention to their conscience at all. They go, oh, well, everybody does this. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. And so two people can stand before God on Judgment Day, and God will say, okay, neither one of you ever heard of Jesus, but Jesus still died on the cross for both of you. However, you are somebody who obviously would have accepted Jesus had you heard the gospel, and you are somebody who obviously would not have accepted Jesus, even if he'd heard the gospel. So that's how I believe God judges the sincerely ignorant. Those who are sincerely ignorant, he judges them according to what he knows they would have done if they had heard. And to show them he's not speculating, he can play back the automatic tape right in their own conscience, and they'll hear themselves condemning their own actions throughout their lives.
I like that idea, actually. I really do. I never was taught that, I guess, growing up. So,
That's what we do here on the radio.
Exactly.
We teach a lot of things that nobody else teaches.
Exactly.
Why be on the air if you're not going to do that?
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.